250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. The week of July 6th, 1776, a week when ink becomes action and action becomes irreversible. The Declaration of Independence has been signed, but its consequences are only beginning to ripple across a restless continent. From Philadelphia, copies surge outward, carried by writers, couriers, and messengers. Each sheet a spark, each word a call to action. And behind it all, the men who shaped it. Thomas Jefferson, the voice of the Declaration. Measured, precise, unforgettable. John Adams, relentless in argument, certain that separation was not merely possible, but necessary. And Benjamin Franklin, the elder statesman, whose calm wisdom steadied the room when tensions arose. And presiding over them all, the signature at the bottom of history, John Hancock. A signature so bold that the king would not need glasses to read it. On July 8th, Philadelphia gathers. The summer heat is heavy. The streets are crowded. The air feels expectant, as though something unseen is about to break through. And then it happens. The Declaration of Independence is read aloud in public for the very first time. We hold these truths to be self-evident. The words carry across the crowd, across the city, across the colonies, that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. And in that moment, history does not whisper. History speaks, and its voice echoes through the centuries. In New York, the words reach the Continental Army. General George Washington's soldiers stand at attention. Men who have marched through mud, through hunger, and through uncertainty. Now they hear their cause defined with absolute clarity. This is no longer resistance. This is no longer protest. This is freedom declared in the midst of war. And beyond the halls of Congress, symbolism turns violent. In New York City, the image of monarchy falls. The statue of King George III is pulled from its pedestal, dragged down, shattered, and destroyed. Its remains are melted down and transformed into musket balls. But even as celebration erupts, another truth remains. The empire has not retreated. The war has not ended. The declaration has not been accepted, and it is about to be answered. British forces prepare. Ships are moving, armies are forming. And the colonies, still fragile, still uncertain, still divided in so many ways, now stand openly against the most powerful military force in the world. So the week of July 6th closes not in peace, but in transformation. Jefferson's words have been spoken aloud. Adams' conviction moves forward and Franklin's wisdom still echoes. Hancock's signature still fresh in memory. And Washington is already turning his gaze toward the coming storm. Because independence has been declared, now it must be defended. That was 1 minute, one story from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
America in Focus is made possible through the support of Airmaster, Holtz Cafe, Bedford Federal Savings Bank, Bailey's Flowers and Gifts, Golden Corral, Sipes Toy Box Storage, Bedford Office Supply, Visiting Angels, and American Legion Post 250. These businesses and organizations help support local programming and strengthen the communities we serve. We appreciate their partnership and encourage you to support them whenever you can.